Good morning, Christ Center. It's Monday, July 29th, and this week in our Fruit of the Spirit devotional series, we're meditating on scriptures that talk about kindness. So we invite you to read along or listen along and see what God might be speaking to your heart. Let's begin by taking a moment of silent prayer as we invite the Holy Spirit to join us. This morning I have Isaac Cox and Pastor Mark Wall, and we're going to be looking at a passage from Paul's letter to Timothy, 2 Timothy 2, 23-26 in the NIV. So as we read this, as always, be paying attention to what's going on inside you. Is there a word or a phrase or a concept that's jumping out at you? Hold on to that, and we're going to do the same and then discuss it. So Isaac, why don't you read this first?
2 Timothy 2, 23-26. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. Opponents must be gently instructed, in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth, and that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil who has taken them captive to do his will.
Pastor Mark, why don't you read that a second time?
Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. Opponents must be gently instructed in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth, and that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil who has taken them captive to his will.
All right, Let's talk. What are you guys seeing out of this verse? It feels like a very appropriate verse to have coming into election season. I think that's the first thing that's coming out of me is like, oh my goodness, here we go. Isaac, what do you got?
I have a lot of thoughts on this, on these verses. One thing, you know, how can you read this and not think about social media for me? Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. So you're sitting there, like, you know, commenting on that feed is going to produce a quarrel, but we still do it. You guys, people still do it, right? And then there's a section, the next verse, the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone. And at first, when I read that and thought about that, I was thinking, okay, what does it mean to be kind? How can I be kind? Well, this whole section is like, well, don't be quarrelsome. That's a simple way to not be kind, is just not to be quarrelsome. If you're not quarrelsome, then that's a step towards kindness.
Yeah, don't start a fight with
people. Don't start fighting with people.
keep going. I didn't mean to cut you off.
And so then with that, you know, opponents must be gently instructed. So there's the other fruit there, gentleness. So these fruits of the Spirit are intermingling here.
Yeah.
So that we can have hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth, and they will come to their senses. I like that phrase, because you see these arguments, and even since this is an election year, there's that phrase, come to your senses about this matter. Like these issues are so important. They are important issues. They're important. It's an important election. And some of the things we get in Facebook are things that we're passionate about. We want people to come to their senses. But the truth that they're talking about and that Paul's writing in this letter is, you know, for people to come to their senses is in this place of drawing them out of quarrelness, out of being quarrelsome, drawing them out of this place of being so hyped up and wanting to fight and combat, because that place is a trap of the devil. Mm-hmm. And when you're in that place, this says he's taken them captives to do the devil's will. It's like our motivation and draw to not be quarrelsome is because we want to take people out of the devil's will. Like, that's a pretty big important thing to do. Yeah. And if kindness can help us do that, let's all be a little bit more kind, myself included.
Yeah, it's worth it. I know Pastor Mark wants to quarrel about a lot of what you said. Go ahead, Mark. What do you got?
Wow, what a gracious leading intro.
Thank you.
What hit me right off the bat again was, don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments. And the thing that hit me about it is when I'm in those arguments, it doesn't seem foolish or stupid. It's when you step out of it and realize I'm arguing over the rules of a card game, like it's a life and death matter, and you're like, if we have the context of what's really important, we realize that some things don't matter as much as we make them, but we can just get hung up on something and make that more important than relationship, more important than the peace in the room. And I think kind of building, or what was occurring to me is Isaac was talking, is that when we go into quarrels, we're really going into the trap of the devil.
Yeah.
That leads to all sorts of wounds and breaking relationship that he relishes. And if I look back at most of the fights, even the big ones I've gotten in with my wife, I can't even remember what the fight was over.
Yeah.
I remember where the fight went, yeah, but I don't remember what started the fight even.
And that's not to say there aren't some disagreements and quarrels like that must be had. Like, that's certainly true.
But many of them are over foolish and stupid things.
That's exactly right.
Are you a Ford guy or a Chevy guy?
Yeah, well, okay, so even more so.
Cowboys, I mean, or Green Bay Packers?
That's a very worthy thing to argue. No, I was just even thinking what Isaac was talking about, though, is on social media in an election year. You know what are foolish and stupid arguments is all the conjecture about why or about what's going to happen next. You watch this happen next, or you like, or you know, like what happened and what really happened. Like, and then it leads to this theory. And so many of these things are just foolish and stupid. It's somebody trying to get a jump on the next person and show that they're really right. And I think when you get into the unknown, it's hard to know. Like, sometimes I'm like, I think that's just gossip at that point. Like, it's a foolish and stupid argument. Nobody can prove it or disprove it. It's a theory you have, and shockingly, it makes the person you don't like look bad. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's a thing. I think Paul would see some of the dialogue we have on social media and he'd be like, church, what are you guys doing? But I like, you know, just going back to the original thing, I really like that thought. If we can avoid quarreling, we're avoiding the trap of the devil. Like, those are stern words there. And I think one we can all take to heart. That's good. Well, let's have Isaac close us in prayer.
Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for the gift of your presence, for embracing me, comforting me, and empowering me to bear fruit in my life. As I walk through this day, help me to recognize the gentle leadings of your Holy Spirit, so that I might better demonstrate the fruit of kindness, reflecting the character of Jesus in all I say and do. Amen.